other than being present, other than being in the house, what specific advice would you give a caregiver?
I think caregivers can be really a representative for the patient to not only care for them and make sure they're doing well, but report for them, follow their symptoms, track their symptoms, help communicate with their medical care providers as needed, bring them to appointments, support them during these difficult times when the heart failure gets symptomatically worse or they're experiencing more complications from their heart failure.
How do you convince a caregiver to speak up at a doctor's appointment?
It's a great question because I think this is the art of medicine. And sometimes it's hard to, you get both scenarios where sometimes the caregiver doesn't say anything and other scenarios where the caregiver does all the talking. And so there's probably a happy medium between the two, ideally with the patient talking the most. And I think it's very important to recognize the caregiver in the room and say to the patient, may I ask your family member or support person here other questions or to chime in if they have any other thoughts?
I typically always want to talk to especially the spouse because usually a spouse will tell you far more of what's going on than patients do.
That's right. And especially patients who like to minimize their symptoms. And that's where we get into the most trouble, when the patients don't want to share how terribly they're doing, but the spouse or caregiver says, oh, well, that's not how it goes in our house.
Right. The truth eventually comes out.
That's right.
It's always better for the patient and for the caregiver.
Right.